Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai. With the top stories from Tuesday, here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Because the Alaska House of Representatives began the 32nd Alaska Legislature at a delay due to the House failing to select leadership on time, some speculate that the legislative session could last much longer than originally anticipated. Senate President Peter Michicki expresses frustration at how much the state House has delayed the Senate's work.
Here's the reality. The Senate organized and came to work on day one. We are at least 5 weeks ahead of the House. But unfortunately, the way the legislature works is you're only as fast as your slowest body. So we are way ahead of schedule in the Senate. Our subcommittee work is done. We are ready to pass a budget and move on. But the other body, being the House, they're not there yet. So we are moving forward on polishing our changes to the budget so that when they pass it over, that's how it works. The House passes the budget first and sends it to the Senate. We will be ready to drop ours in immediately and work toward final resolution of the budget. Our goal is that they expedite their schedule like we did ours so that we can get out on time. It would be very nice to be done in 90 days. We are certainly on schedule to do that. In fact, we thought we'd be out early. But again, it's yet to be determined if they are capable of moving in an expedited manner and getting a budget across to us so that we can close out.
The 32nd legislature is scheduled to convene on April 18th, a limit of 90 days by statute, but Article 2, Section 8 of the state constitution allows for 121 days. Michicki says the Senate's goal is to get their work done on time, but he questioned the likelihood of that happening when it took the state house to organize 30 days late. The Kenai City Council voted to accept and appropriate funds in the airport fund and accept grants from the Federal Aviation Administration. On February 12th of this year, the U.S. Secretary of Transportation announced that the Kenai Municipal Airport is eligible for funds under the Coronavirus Response and Relief Supplemental Appropriations Act. Those funds are intended to assist airport sponsors in addressing the COVID-19 public health emergency. City Manager Paul Ostrander.
It's broken into two buckets. There's almost $1.3 million that can be used for operational expenses at the airport, so really any expenses that the city has to operate the airport. And then there's a smaller bucket of just over $20,000 that provides relief from rent and minimum annual guarantees for our lessees, our concessionaires at the airport. So the car rental, the restaurant, the cafe, that sort of thing. It's to help provide relief to those folks for their minimum rental guarantees.
The Kenai Municipal Airport is eligible for $1,282,840 for costs related to operational expenses directly to the airport incurred on or after January 20th of last year. The municipal airport is also eligible for $20,398 to provide relief from rent and minimum annual guarantees to airport concessions. Councilman Henry Nackstead commented,
"I just want to say it's great to get $1.3 million into the airport."
Ordinance number 3195-2021 was enacted unanimously. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.